Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Let's bring in Julie Donaldson here. She, of course, from the Washington football team, because we have a big game coming up this Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. And Julie, now normally at the beginning of the season, I circled this as, well, this is going to be a real tough one for our team. But I got to say, this is not necessarily the Chiefs that made it to the Super Bowl last year. They've got three losses already. Yes, to good teams, to the Ravens, to the Chargers, and to the Bills. But is there a window of opportunity here for Washington to shock the NFL?
Yeah, certainly. Their defense is worse than ours. You got to be able to take advantage of that and hope that our defense continues to play better. They did play better in the Saints game, but as Coach Rivera kept saying, they gave up some explosive plays. And when you do that, it's just too hard to come back from. Of course, we had a couple turnovers as well. But yes, Pat Mahomes is looking infallible, showing that he is. He had had some interceptions, more interceptions through the first five games than he had all of last year. Mm-hmm. So the thing, though, too, is that they're still putting up points.
Yeah.
He is still Pat Mahomes. Despite giving the ball away two times a game or so, they're still putting up 30 points a game, although last week against the Bills it was just 20. But mm-hmm. the Bills are looking like they're going to be the team that goes all the way, potentially. So that was some tough competition.
I also saw it was rough to see Taylor Heinicke throw two interceptions and make some obvious it's those passes where he passes it and everyone in the stands goes, no!
Yep.
But I was impressed to hear him this week say he practiced angry. He was like, he was angry mm-hmm. at himself, and he took that. I think that's a mature sign for a quarterback.
You know, and I asked head coach Ron Rivera on the Ron Rivera Show, which airs Sunday nights at 7 p.m., did that change the way he's approaching not just practice, but the way he'll approach the game? And coach said, look, he's still steady, but the players also said that they could tell that he came in with a little extra motivation. Mm. So with him now coming in, hopefully a little more focused, they should be getting De'Ami Brown back, as we know that their wide receiver room was depleted. He kind of just helps take off an extra defender because he's got that speed downfield. They should be able to hopefully exploit this defense. This defense has not been able to pressure the quarterback. They've not been able to stop the run. They've not been able to stop the pass. They give up the most points in the NFL at over 32 a contest. So you're going to have to put up probably at least those 35 to win this game to keep up with Mahomes. So it's going to be a bit of a track meet, but hopefully Heinicke and the guys are locked in, and we're in for a good one because it's homecoming.
Yes.
As well. So we'll have a whole bunch of alumni in attendance.
So we're taking the over, Patrice. Sorry.
Absolutely. Julie, this is Patrice. So I think some special things are coming up here. We understand that you guys will be retiring the late safety, Sean Taylor's number 21 jersey. Tell us about what's going to be going on with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something that they've been planning for a while. And I know, you know, hindsight, Jason Wright and everybody said they would like to have, of course, put this word out sooner so people could have been able to have the chance to come. But it is something the family has already been in town, his widow, his daughter. It's going to be a video highlight before the game. There's going to be a ceremony at the halftime to honor it. We haven't retired a jersey in a very long time. Not many have here, but that is something that this new leadership team thought was important. So we made sure that we renamed the concourse after Bobby Mitchell earlier in the season. And now we're going to put up Sean Taylor's number 21.
Yeah.
He had such an impact on the game and still does. Any guy that I talk to that plays that position, they still say, I want to play like Sean Taylor. But here's the thing. Anybody you ask, they say there's only been one Sean Taylor, and there'll probably be never that will play the game the way that he did.
Yeah, and what a beloved figure with such a tragic and sad death. I just want to circle back on something you just said, because there has been some controversy, and I just want to make sure I get this clear, because some people are saying that the team announced this, the retirement of Sean Taylor's number, to distract from some other bad news out there, off the field stuff. You're telling me this has been in the works for quite some time?
It has. In the fall, Tom, on the team side, and Jason Wright, our team president, he went out and kind of tried to explain, because it makes everybody in the organization feel absolutely terrible. This is an entirely new leadership team. You know, they wanted to do something nice. It is something they have been planning for a while. They thought it would be great to do it on alumni weekend when we have almost 100 alumni in town. And his whole family has already been here this whole week. You know, they've had dinner plans. So this is not something that was just put together, you know, last week and we're going to do it now. This is something that was planned out very early on. We just didn't announce it. And I think that's definitely a big miss on the part of the franchise, is not announcing it, not giving fans the reason why to know to come on in here. That's something that, you know, again, I wasn't, you know, part of that, but I do wish that we had the opportunity to maybe be able to do that right. But we're gonna make something very special.
I appreciate you clearing it up and going on the record on it. Julie Donaldson, she's the Senior Vice President of Media and Content for the Washington Football Team. You'll hear her as part of the broadcast team right here on WMAL this Sunday at 1 p.m. And good, by the way, good luck working on a daily basis without emailing, because if I were working in your company, I wouldn't send any more emails.
Well, you got to remember, everybody out there, doesn't matter what company you work for, that email is an official document.
Clearly.
So pick up the phone and call.
All right, Julie, enjoy the game. I know I will. It's going to be a good one. Thanks.